right. You know, a little windy today, but, you know, it's a good day for our football team, good week for our football team. I think all of our guys, our coaches as well, we're all looking forward to this ball game on Sunday. You know, coming out of the bye, with all the things that have occurred you know, from London to now being back at home in front of our fans at Mall of America Field, hoping that the place is as loud as can be and makes it difficult for Carolina to function on Sunday. Should be an exciting time for our team, an exciting time for our fans as well. Injury-wise, you know, we came out pretty good for the most part. Looks like Rhett's going to make it. Chris Cook, we talked about him yesterday, should be fine. Jamarcus Sanford, Kevin Williams, Adrian was back at practice today, which was good. Then Christian, of course, finished as well. We made a decision, you know, probably a couple of days ago, you know, when I was thinking about our quarterback situation, how we were going to handle it. And now that we're done through this week and everything has kind of worked out from an injury standpoint, where we can make a decision. Almost feel like we're a little bit in Kansas here, huh, with the wind blowing. But Matt Castle is going to be our starting quarterback on Sunday. Christian's going to back him up. Have not decided at this point, you know, how, you know, what we're going to do with Josh. He was, you know, we don't see him being able to play in this ball game yet, based on where we are and where he is with our offense. Adrian back with us now. Had a difficult day yesterday because of a personal matter that he's dealing with. He has our prayers and support from this football team, from this organization, as he's dealing with a personal matter. You know, we'll see how things go with him. We expect him to play, but this is a very personal situation that he's dealing with. We'll talk to him more in the next 24 hours. But other than that, you know, we'll push our focus back to the Carolina Panthers. Get ready for this football game. Big game for our team. Sitting at 1-3. We want to be 1-0 at the end of Sunday. That's what we've talked about all week long. You know, getting a win. And that's what we're here to do, to get a win on Sunday.
Did Adrian address the team about his situation?
No, Tim, I talked to the team a little bit yesterday about where things were. Did not have Adrian to talk to the team today.
That's whether he's going to play or not?
All indications are that he'll be ready to go on Sunday.
And you're leaving that decision up to him at this point?
Yes, absolutely.
Will he be speaking to the media today, sir?
Yes, he's going to be in the locker room, available to the media.
That's obviously with the quarterback situation. That's with Christian and everything, with him being the franchise guy. And how tough was this decision to go with Matt, even though Christian is healthy, knowing just the ramifications of that as far as the entire organization?
I think it's always tough, Chip, when you make a change at quarterback, and you have to take a lot of factors into it when you're doing that. You don't make those decisions lightly, and we didn't. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But this is, you know, the start of this ball game. We'll see how Matt does. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out over time.
Is this going to be a week-to-week evaluation, or is this something that he can secure long-term?
Yeah, I think, you know, we need to sit back, Brian, on Monday after the game and evaluate things and see where we are. You know, let's see how it goes.
How is Adrian doing at practice today, emotionally and physically?
He seems like he was, you know, into it, engaged in what he had to get done. Obviously, tough. You know, he's human, but he was into it mentally, as best as he could be.
Last night, Josh has had a week. The preparation, you've seen him. Would he be able to know enough of the offense to play in New York?
Probably need to look at some things next week to make that determination. I'm not sure. You know, even as we speak, that would be the case. But, you know, we'll evaluate it when we come back next week.
Coach, you mentioned that you expect AP to play fully on Sunday, but is there the chance that he may need between now and Sunday to go back to Sioux Falls?
Not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware of.
What about Blair Walsh? How did he come out?
Yeah, had the hamstring tightness. We're going to list him as questionable, you know, just because of that tightness, and not sure, you know, how he's going to be. We need to see some things before the game. But he should be able to go, but just the err on the side of caution. We're going to list him as questionable for the game.
Maybe something where maybe his longer kicks might be limited in that.
Yeah, I would hate for Carolina to be getting happy about that, so I'll let them wonder about that.
Is Locke the backup? Would Locke handle it if he can't?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, if that's a situation?
If that became the situation, okay. We're obviously hoping that doesn't become the situation, but yeah, that would be Jeff as well.
Hoping to ramp up the red zone production, then, I assume.
That's right.
Will you make any calls, have anybody ready just in case?
I know Rick and our personnel people, they have, a list of guys. If we had to go that route, we don't foresee having to go that route today on Friday, tomorrow being Saturday. But there is always a list. All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.